Farmers are no fans of the fiscal cliff, at least not at the annual meeting of the Nebraska Farm Bureau in Kearney. For starters, like everyone else, their income taxes would go up. But a longer-term issue is also at stake, whether a family can leave the farm for the next generation.
My name is Zach Honeycutt, and I live in Aurora, farm outside of Giltner. I farm with my dad and brother. We raise irrigated corn, popcorn, and soybeans.
Zach Honeycutt wears a bright red Farm Bureau shirt. At 30 years old, he's a young farmer with a plan. He and his older brother Brandon will take over the family farm when their dad Daryl is done. But those plans could change if Congress allows estate taxes to jump up at the end of the year. Right now, a farm would be taxed at a 35% rate if it's worth more than $5 million. Next year, the law would go back to what it was in 2001, when estates over $1 million were taxed 55%.
Honestly, if it's at 55% and $1 million, there's not a good way to plan for that. That's you're looking at having to sell off significant assets just to foot the tax bill because dad died.
What are you going to do? Are you going to sell the land to pay a tax? Well, there goes the operation.
Brad Lubin is an ag economist at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. He says $1 million is a low bar for a farm estate at today's land prices.
You know, $1 million, $5 million, it still sounds like a pretty big estate. On the other hand, if the policy goal is helping, you know, farm operations sort of maintain continuity across generations, at today's land values, a $1 million estate is not even a quarter section of land.
Several producers at the Farm Bureau meeting said if they do have to pay more taxes, they want to see more cuts. Well, that's the other part of the fiscal cliff, sequestration, automatic across-the-board budget cuts. At the U.S. Department of Agriculture, about $3 billion in cuts would be targeted on discretionary spending items, including some farm loans, disaster relief, research, and food inspections. But the largest amount of money cut from USDA would be felt far away from the farm. Leslie Blake sits in a waiting room in downtown Lincoln, Nebraska. Her son Thomas and daughter Catherine are playing with some other kids on a plastic picnic table in the middle of the room. Blake and her kids are at a WIC clinic. WIC stands for Women, Infants, and Children. It's kind of a healthy start program for low-income pregnant women and mothers with young children. Blake uses money from WIC to help her buy groceries.
My husband is a part-time student, and he works full-time, and he just doesn't make enough. I stay at home with my kids so that way we don't have to pay daycare, but we have WIC because we have to. We have no choice. And if they cut the budget, it would severely affect our family.
Erica Arter coordinates this clinic at Family Service. She's concerned about cutbacks if $500 million in cuts to the federal WIC budget become a reality.
It could mean not being able to serve all the participants that would qualify for the program. It could mean staffing cuts. It could mean not being able to serve the clients as well by having reduced clinic hours.
The National WIC Association estimates more than 700,000 women and children could lose services nationwide. Brad Lubin at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln says Congress would save more money from USDA simply by passing a new farm bill. But right now, Lubin says not to expect a new bill unless it's hashed out as part of a breakthrough on the fiscal cliff.
There's something that could be done. And if it's going to move yet this year, it's going to move as an attachment to a bigger bill.
Any deal on the fiscal cliff is expected to address estate taxes, and Lubin says a new farm bill should take sequestration cuts to programs like WIC off the table. But unlike the taxes and cuts in the fiscal cliff, political compromise is not automatic. I'm Grant Gerlach, Harvest Public Media.